We're joined this morning by the CEO of the business group IBEC, Danny McCoy. And you've been talking to CEOs of companies of all sizes about their outlook for the year ahead, Danny. No prizes for guessing what the main issues are, but it's the global picture, it appears, that's concerning them most.
It is, yeah. Good morning. It was a survey of over 380 business leaders right across the various sectors, some experiencing quite a good year in 2020, others the disaster of COVID. But when they're environment scanning, I think it's interesting that we see that the investment in trying to take what are the trends here, the move to remote working, greater digitalization, but also an emphasis on employee well-being is really coming out in the survey.
Brexit was high on the agenda as well. We're a few weeks into the new trade regime and there are delays on both sides at ports. We've probably all encountered an empty supermarket shelf at this stage. Is this problem going to get worse before it gets better?
It may do, but I do think it is by the nature of trade agreements and particularly the very little time on specifics of the details. You know, this was really on Christmas Eve, quite a vast majority knew that the administrative rules were going to change. The precise details, I think, have caught people a little bit by surprise. But it will work through, and hopefully with COVID as well, we'll see that work through. And the emphasis then, as the survey is saying, will come on to the retention and upskilling of people and employee well-being. And I think they will be some of the main drivers. The other issue, I think, which is not a current priority, given everything else is going on, is that trend to a low-carbon transition. I think that's taken somewhat of a backseat because of the other priorities, but I would expect that the environmental, social and governance issues, so-called ESG factors, will be a dominant priority for 2022 onwards.
And looking to life post-pandemic, Danny, and you mentioned remote working, and there are plans afoot from the government to give employees the right to request remote working. Is that a welcome development from your point of view?
In the vast majority of businesses that can facilitate that, it is, because, again, it's on that retention of talent and also about employee well-being. But there has to be an equal right here for employers whose the nature of their business requires people to be at a location. And I think that default position of where work is needs to move from the default position than where we are today, which is a lot of people staying at home, rightly, given the COVID issues we have right now. So I think there will be a balancing of the rights of the employee and the rights of employers. And I think that's something we'll work with the government on during this consultation and implementation phase.
And the COVID pandemic is dictating pretty much everything in, or a lot in business at the moment. The indications are that parts of the economy might be looking at a fairly lengthy closure, possibly up until Easter. Is that sustainable, do you think?
Look, the government have the resources, and I think that has to be prioritised for the sectors that now have been suppressed, in some cases, for nearly a year. It's important that we get this right now, that we actually suppress the virus to the point where the vaccines can help. What we need is to make sure that this lockdown actually is effective. I think it's in everybody's interest. I know we've learned a lot from 2020. I think we've got an opportunity now working together, everybody staying at home that can, and also that we actually put the resources to those who are suppressed and their livelihoods have been threatened.
And is the vaccine rollout happening fast enough, do you think?
Well, look, the only thing that we can do, and this is anybody in production, is that we actually ensure that the supply is administered efficiently. And so at the moment, it's supply constraint, and that appears to be going rather well, actually. Let's hope we can get future supply faster and then that we actually get everybody vaccinated. That will help us. But, you know, we're actually a victim of the supply train coming towards us. And if we can ensure that our system is able to make sure that all the supply we have at any moment of time is actually efficiently put out there, then I think it is on track.
Danny McCoy, CEO of IBEC, thank you very much. More business news at 8:30. Audrey.